This is a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB Digital Radio in London or online at funkidslive.com.
The Great War, through a London child's eye.
July 24th, 1914. Home from school for the summer. Finally, no more books, no more masters, just plenty of relaxing with silly old Bruno, Ted and my toys. I've taken to my room with all the back issues of Boys' Own Paper. It's a newspaper just for boys, you see. Girls have one of their own. There is one every week and Father saves them for me. Now to settle down with some exciting adventures from intrepid explorers in deepest, darkest Africa.
Don't get too comfortable, Edward, darling. We need to pack for our seaside trip to Brighton, and I shall need your help to move the trunks into the hall. Mrs. Parry? Mrs. Parry, I don't suppose you have the faintest idea where Arthur stored the children's fishing nets, do you?
They'll be in Edward's cupboards, I dare say, Mrs. Hampton.
Help Mrs. Parry, would you please, Edward? I have such a frightful headache with all of the packing to be done.
Yes, Mother.
Well, I hope you have wonderful weather for it. Oh, such a treat. Of course, I've only been to Southend. Last Whitsun it must have been. Oh, but Brighton is meant to be such a dear little resort. And your mother tells me that you're going to the Cinematograph Theatre as well tomorrow.
That's right. It's so lovely to be home. Do you go to the pictures, Mrs. Parry?
Well, dear, Mr. Parry and John are so busy at the factory that we really don't have the time for many larks, Edward. We have a good hearty sing at church every week. That blows the cobwebs away. And there's the music hall too, when we get a chance. Collins Music Hall. Mr. Parry and I call it the Chapel on the Green, although it's no chapel. Not forgetting the Islington Empire too.
Yes, I've seen the Islington Empire. Always has such jolly signs and flags on the front.
Oh, it is jolly, Edward. The songs they sing. And the music. Much more lively than the cinematographs, for sure. We saw Harry Champion singing a terribly funny song about holding his coconut. And then there's Mr. Tilly. She dresses as a lassie.
A lady dressing as a man?
Yes, and she sings so beautifully. It would break a girl's heart. Comic songs, like Burlington Bertie. I'm Burlington Bertie from Bow.
That sounds ever so funny, Mrs. Parry. I wonder if I should ask Mother if we could go.
Perhaps best not to. Some of the songs aren't, well, let's just say they're not right for children's ears.
Father and I very much enjoyed the show at the new Empress Picture Theatre. It had us quite on the edge of our seats. One of the films was called Eugene Aram and was about a dastardly murderer, a bad lot who met a very sticky end. How we cheered at the finish. The rest of the show was full of little films about real things, interesting news from other parts of the world, like Ernest Shackleton, who is planning another expedition to the Antarctic, and even a piece about a real-life murder, that of the Archduke of Austria. Seems to have caused a great deal of upset. So, what do you think was the most memorable part of the show, Father?
Well, I must say the news items, in particular about the Archduke of Austria being killed. Europe is stuffed full of dukes and kings, and there are all manner of quarrels between them all the time. But this really does seem to have stirred up quite the hornet's nest.
I think the organist was the best part of all. Whatever the scene on the screen, he made the music match perfectly. The Cinematograph Theatre is not far from home, and it was such a heavenly day. We walked back through the park. A fair was in full swing, and even Father was happy for us to linger a while. He even won on the coconut shy. Well done, Father. You got it first time.
Come on, let's get home and see what Mrs. Parry makes of this coconut. Did I hear her telling you that she knows a song about one?
All in all, it has been a wonderful day. The start of a wonderful summer with heaps of more adventures to come. I cannot wait.
The Great War, through a London child's eye, supported by the National Lottery through the Heritage Lottery Fund.
So that was a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB Digital Radio in London or online at funkidslive.com.